Just as the fire season in the western United States was supposed to be ending, parts of the spectacular Big Sur area of California have gone up in flames. More than 15,000 acres of brush have burned over the last week. While the fire is expanding, firefighters expect to have the blazes contained by tomorrow night. From member station KCLU, Jeff Barry reports.
After 4 days of intense heat, where temperatures hit the 100-degree mark in many parts of the state, the conditions were just right for a large fire. So far, the blaze has destroyed 5 homes, 9 sheds, and a travel trailer. Firefighters have now concentrated efforts on protecting 40 homes located just north of the blaze. Debbie Gold is with the Los Padres National Forest in Goleta.
In California, we're in fire season nearly year-round, so it's not that unusual for us to get a fire this late in the year. Fortunately for us on this fire, there were a lot of resources available because there weren't any other major fires burning in the western U.S.
Those resources include 12 water-dropping helicopters, 7 air tankers, and more than 2,000 firefighters. Work crews and equipment are being used from Arizona, New Mexico, and Nevada. One major problem for firefighters has been the steep and mountainous terrain. According to Gold, in some areas, the terrain makes it impossible to mount a serious attack on the fire.
That's one of the reasons why we've had to go what we call indirect on this fire. That's backing off to a road or a ridge that we feel we can safely and securely fight the fire from. To get in there and chase this fire up and down those hills would be putting our firefighters in an untenable situation, very dangerous, and probably wouldn't be able to catch it either.
Firefighters have been working nonstop in the community of Big Sur, a 69-mile stretch of unincorporated wilderness located along the coast of California. The one main road, Highway 1, links southern and northern California together. Although it remains open, it is estimated that more than 3.5 million tourists travel through Big Sur each year. Fire investigators now believe that an arsonist set the fire adjacent to the highway and then used it to escape. Wildfires have become very common in California this year, and according to Penny Viraggi from the local Red Cross, the threat of fire is now a way of life for the residents of Central California.
I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, we had 4 fires in a row in one area, all set by the same arsonist. Yes, it alarms us. It's also part of living here.
At least 5 firefighters have been injured in the blaze. One man was stung repeatedly by bees after accidentally knocking over a beehive. The fire is anticipated to be fully controlled sometime late tomorrow. For National Public Radio, I'm Jeff Barry in Thousand Oaks, California.